Disclosure and Divulgence, written by Z. Charnow, December 3, 2003, for the Worldwide Philosophy class, What Life Is and What Life Is For, class number 12. We are entering an era of disclosure and divulgence. Dr. Stephen Greer, M.D., heads what is called the Disclosure Project. You can reference his findings on the internet, www.disclosureproject.org, or in his book, Disclosure, and other books. What is to be disclosed? The truth about our origin, where we come from, and where we are going, who and what we are, what life is, and what life is for. There are three places where the records of our ancient past exist. One, beneath the right paw of the Sphinx in Egypt, two, in Guatemala, and three, in the Bahamas. Some of the accounts of the greater scheme are found in these two books by Lobsang Rampa. One, The Cave of the Ancients, two, The Hermit. An overview of the philosophical foundations can be found in three texts of mine. One, Captivity in Schemes Too Small, two, Holodynamic Universal Unity, and three, Life, Open, Changing, Variant, etc. Further, in the writings of one, David Wilcock, two, Jane Roberts, three, Carla Rueckert. My writings are on CDs or DVDs, or can be photocopied from the manuscripts. There are more than 800 lectures on audio tape. There are 25,000 pages transcribed so far. The writings of David Wilcock are in the books. 1. The Shift of the Ages. 2. The Science of Oneness, which may be usefully read first. And 3. The Divine Cosmos. They can be downloaded from the internet at www.divinecosmos.com. They can be photocopied from our download. The writings of Jane Roberts are in more than 20 volumes. They are mostly from a fifth density source named Seth. The writings of Carla Rueckert are in the 5 volumes, 1. The Law of One, and 2. The Raw Material. These are from a sixth density source, Raw. They are available from LNL Research, www.llresearch.org. In 1931, the Austrian mathematician Gödel showed that proof can only be derived from a closed system. There are no closed systems. Truth comes from open systems. The disclosures before us tell us and show us the superstition-shattering truth. To be open, you must relax. To be open, you must clear your mind. Sitting in front of you for these 12 weeks has been the document and the audio tape, Advanced Deep Relaxation Orientation. That is where to begin. Subsequently, use HemiSync or HoloSync and learn Zen. That is where we begin the next segment. 2 V's for the 3 R's. See the next handout for today. 1. Visual thinking. 2. Vedic mathematics as an alternative to 1. Reading, 2. Writing, and 3. Arithmetic. These R's are representational systems of mapping the world. Language and ordinary mathematics maps the world with symbols. These symbols stand for objects. They offer the what-made world. The arrows, the thusness, the suchness of Zen point to, denotationally, the relationships, the connections, the movements, the vectors, the patterns of energy. To clear the mind is to displace representational stands for what world with denotational point to suchness and thusness. Stop the internal and the external chatter in your mind. Be prepared for this era of disclosure.